Well, good morning, comrades. It's Monday, May 9th, 2011, and right now it's just Jerry with you this morning. Jenny's apparently recovering from Mother's Day of some sort, and I talked with her husband yesterday evening, and he didn't say that she was out of sort or anything weird was going on there, but maybe something cropped up this morning. So you're going to be stuck with me, I guess, for a little while this morning, and maybe she'll join us here directly. I was kind of hoping that she was going to be here today because I know she only touched in passing the information that she had piled up insofar as the aliens and extraterrestrial stuff that she began last Friday on Friends Aid Friday, and I was really anxious to hear what else she said. Now, let's move on to another little topic here. We have been contacting several different individuals trying to get them on the show. One of them is a Mr. Rod or Rodney Class of North Carolina. Now, I got an email from one of the people that constantly sends me stuff, and there in there was a story about Mr. Class's lawsuit against the governor of North Carolina, and I gathered, although the information wasn't quite complete, I gathered that it stemmed from some sort of traffic citation that Mr. Class had received. You know, I think that it would have been a wonderful thing for them to come on Freedom Frenzy, particularly with my dear friend Jenny's little situation with the municipal court there in Austin. And I think because of so many other things that I've seen, just little nuggets and tidbits here and there, where people all across the country are starting to fight back against the traffic court extraction by citation mechanism that's been in place for way, way, way too long. I think it's time that we actually came across a situation to where somebody has stricken or struck back and done it very successfully. You know, and I think from what I was able to gather from this little bit of information that this fellow Rod or Rodney Class up there in North Carolina, he might just be the first one to accomplish that. And apparently it all stems from some information that he's been using that is based on a couple of Supreme Court cases wherein the Supreme Court case, the Supreme Court ruled or is part of the ruling that we all have a right to travel and that states can't do anything to interfere with, you know, our ability to move to and fro in an effort to feed our faces. And if that's the case, I'm thinking that without any sort of doubt, if they're able to put that case out there in front of the court, and I'm not sure if this is simply being heard by a judge or by a jury, and that was one of the other things that I was hoping to have Rodney or Rod, whatever he goes by, come on the program and talk with us about that. So my whole point in this is if you're one of his adherents or you've got contact with Mr. Class, we would certainly appreciate you pushing from the other side and saying, hey, there's an email in your inbox that says interview request. You really ought to respond to that and get him on board. Now, we touched base last week on another topic that we got so many emails and people calling in about it that I figured we better do something, and that was the grand jury cases that are the grand jury situation in America as it exists right now. And I'm just thinking that we ought to address that in a program. So I did some phone calls this weekend in hopes that I could line some people up to go into that, and particularly from three different aspects. And I'm hoping that that comes to fruition a little bit later this week, too. We're going to cut away to a break, but when we come back, we'll do hit and run news, and we'll see if Miss Jenny Hodges shows up. We'll be right back.
In times like these, you can't depend on the government to keep you warm and fed, but you can depend on the Vermont Bun Baker to do just that. With a Vermont Bun Baker, you'll never be in a situation where you can't cook, bake, fry, boil water, or heat your home all at the same time. One of the most revolutionary cook stoves, wood stoves ever, the Vermont Bun Baker is available with or without soapstone veneer, a natural stone that retains heat and radiates it back into the room once the fire is out. A beautiful addition to your home, the Vermont Bun Baker has an efficiency rating well above 75% and qualifies for the wood stove tax credit. For more information, watch the Vermont Bun Baker on YouTube and live stream or visit us at www.vermontwoodstove.com. You can also reach us by calling 1-866-SOAPSTONE. Don't ever be hungry or cold because the power's gone out. With a Vermont Bun Baker, all you have to worry about is what's for dinner.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of microplant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org.
But we are going to have to move forward without my co-host, Jenny, so far this morning. It's strange because I've actually received a couple of messages from her this morning and nothing along the lines that she was going to be missing in action today. But let's move along. Hit and Run News is next. Scientists at Colorado State University are bioengineering plants that turn from green to white when they're placed in the vicinity of explosives or toxic chemicals. Military and homeland security officials are hoping that these plants can serve as some sort of early warning mechanisms in buildings, airports, maybe even combat zones, and of course other areas where terrorists might make or carry bombs. CSU biologist, a woman by the name of June Medford, said that the idea to make these detector plants comes directly from nature. And that's because plants can't run and hide from threats. So some of them have developed sophisticated systems to detect and respond to their environment. She says that we've taught plants how to detect things that we're interested in and respond in a way that anyone can see to tell us that something nasty is around. Currently, however, it takes about 3 hours for one of these plants to turn from green to white, but the Pentagon's Defense Threat Reduction Agency has given Medford and her team $7.9 million to work on speeding up that color change to only a few minutes. There's also a plan to modify these plants so that agents wearing special infrared technology can see the plants change color and nobody else can. Interesting use of our money, or that money anyway. Now, I've got some, this is something that my wife Elaine sent along. These are some excerpts from the 2011 Old Farmer's Almanac. The first little category is entitled Measuring Up. And it says that there's 24,000 is the appropriate number of items that have been claimed and reused every day on what they term a cyber curbside site entitled www.freecycle.org, which is actually one of several such sites where people post things that they would like to get rid of, and others search for things that they would like to have. We're told that because of this operation and the ones like it, that some 700 tons of material has not found its way into landfills as a result of these efforts. Now, here's another thing about waste, and waste is apparently has a new worth. Contents of in-home composting toilets are being treated with sawdust on site, removed for processing, and returned later to the residences as a fertilizer. You know, here about 2 weeks ago, we talked about a news story where people are actually doing this on a wholesale basis now, and it takes about a year to kill off all of the pathogens, and then they're bringing back what apparently is some remarkably efficient and effective composted human manure. While we're in the garden, there's been a 19% increase in the number of new hobby farms and urban edible gardens as of 2009. During that same time frame, there has been an increase of 45% in the number of households that have been canning homegrown or organic produce. And before we leave the garden, there apparently are a number of small-scale farmers that are working on developing new vegetable varieties in hopes that they can be part of taking the seeds back from the multinational companies like Monsanto and some of the other people that are raising or promoting, rather, genetically modified organisms for global commercial farming. Here's another little tidbit out of the almanac. It's under the category Measuring Up. The average American spends about 11.8 hours per day taking in their, quote, information diet, close quote. Here's how that time breaks down. The average American spends approximately 5 hours watching television, 2 hours, 2 minutes listening to radio. I don't know if that includes Freedom Frenzy or not. 2 hours on a computer, 1 hour of video games, only 36 minutes of reading, 40 minutes on the telephone, and 30 minutes listening to music. You might want to weigh in today and let us know how you stack up in regards to that. Okay, now let's get on to some newsy stuff. There's been an unknown amount of radioactive water released accidentally into the Mississippi River late last week, and this was at the Grand Gulf Nuclear Station. The Nuclear Regulatory Commission is investigating the incident, but suggests that this release poses no public health hazard. Entergy Nuclear, which operates the Grand Gulf plant, filed a report with the Nuclear Regulatory Commission explaining that crews had located standing water at the plant last week after the area experienced heavy rains. Water was found Thursday at Unit 2 turbine building, which is an abandoned, only partially constructed building, and it began pumping the water into the river. An alarm apparently alerted workers to the presence of tritium, a byproduct of the nuclear reactor processes. The pumps were then turned off, stopping the flow. Investigators are not certain why the tritium was in the stormwater or how it got there. Although the concentrations of tritium exceeded EPA drinking water limits, the release should not represent a hazard to public health because of its dilution in the river. And that's according to Laura Uselding, public affairs officer with the United States Nuclear Regulatory Commission there in Region 5. You know what? Hang on just one second. I think Jenny may have actually showed up. Are you with us, dear? Are you really with us, dear?
Sorry. I think the battery in my kitchen clock is obviously going the way of the dinosaur because I thought it was 9:40. It was just sauntering in. And
9:40 forever.
It was plodding through the morning quite systematically, which did not give me pause to wonder if it was correct. Yeah, I was teaching Jonathan how to make pancakes. But apparently it's 10:15. I about had a heart attack. I was like, oh, no, poor Jerry.
And, yeah, that's all right. We muddled through. We muddled through. Well, you know, we're only just into the hit-and-run news segment, and do you have any material, or are you just totally flat-footed this morning?
I'm not completely flat-footed this morning. I do have a bit here, which I think is really alarming and of interest, and maybe you've already touched on it, but there's a North Carolina school district that they are giving away an iPod and a laptop to children who participate in a vaccination contest.
What?
Yes, the Chapel Hill district in North Carolina has launched a shocking vaccination contest that offers prize incentives to students who get vaccinated. According to the district website, which is the Carrboro City School District, each vaccine a student receives, he or she will receive an entry into a drawing to win an Apple iPod or a laptop computer. So it's not even that great of a chance of winning your laptop. But every time you get vaccinated, you get another entry into the drawing.
So you might go down there and get some that you really don't even need, right?
Yeah, exactly. I'll get that.
And who's picking up the tab for the vaccinations, or are these free?
They don't say. Well, at least I haven't gotten that. Let's see. Students that get the entire recommended vaccine schedule, which I think includes 25 vaccines.
And whoa, dude! 25 vaccinations?
Well, not that, and I'm not even talking 25 shots, Jerry. I'm talking about getting vaccinated for 25 different things. I think that's the schedule, but before you're 5 years old, you have 25 different things you're vaccinated against. It's insane. But this includes the human papillomavirus vaccine for both boys and girls. They will be allowed extra.
Yeah, it'd be heck for all those boys to get cervical cancer, wouldn't it?
It would just be so devastating. And so if you get the whole schedule of vaccines, you get extra entries into the contest, so you get more chances to win. According to the CHCCS website, and that's the Carrboro City School District in North Carolina, the three vaccines being promoted are the meningococcal vaccine, the Tdap, which is tetanus, diphtheria, pertussis combination vaccine, and the HPV vaccine. And by the way, the pertussis vaccine is actually 100 times more dangerous than getting pertussis. Between April 1st, 2011 and May 31st, 2011, students are encouraged to get one or all of these vaccines, which is frightening, and present proof to their school nurse before June 1st. Those that you will receive individual entries for each vaccine and four entries total if they get all three, which really, those are five different vaccines. I know, this is awe-inspiring. Really? I probably every day I open up.
Now, isn't that one of those crimes against humanity that you all the time railing against? Isn't that what that is?
When the grand jury is called, these people will be hauled to the altar, Jerry. The stunt is taking place under the leadership of Superintendent Neil Paterson and is being promoted by both school nurses and the Orange County Health Department. The CHCCS information plane, the page, explains the contest was made possible by a donation from a family whose daughter allegedly died from meningococcal disease, but it does not explain why the DTaP and the HPV vaccines are also included in the vaccine drive.
Well, isn't the meningitis vaccination, isn't that to preclude meningitis, spinal meningitis?
Yeah.
Okay. I can't vouchsafe. Maybe my wife can. She'll send me a text or something. Our oldest, my son Adrian, had spinal meningitis. And that was a weird thing because, we're going to have to cut away to a break here. I'll pick up the story on the other side and so everybody won't be left hanging. I'm glad you're here, dear. Take us out.
Well, you guys stay tuned. Anything's possible at Freedom Frenzy, and we're just cranking it up. We'll see you in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen.
I had started to tell you about my son Adrian's episode with spinal meningitis, and this was back when he was, about 18 months to 24 months old, and he was running a fever, and the fever got extraordinarily high, and Elaine woke me up in the middle of the night, and she said, "There's something really wrong with Adrian," and I went in there to his crib, and I picked him up. And he was burning up, and he was as stiff as a board. I believe I could have grabbed the boy's ankle and held him out like a poker. He was that stiff. And we wrapped him in a blanket, and I said, "We got to take him to the hospital." So we got to the emergency room, and we walked up to the counter, and I said, "I need somebody to look at my boy." And the woman started filling out the paper. And I slammed my hand down on the counter, and I said, "Somebody needs to look at my boy now." And the woman says, "Right through those doors."
I love you. It's taken me a long time to get to that point, but I am definitely there now.
Well, they did a spinal tap on him, and they called in his pediatrician, and he did, in fact, have spinal meningitis. and they put him in an isolation ward, and then made arrangements to take him by ambulance to Eggleston Children's Hospital, which is on the other side of the planet from us, where we were living at the time. And they did it code 3 in the ambulance, you know, just flying. And I tried to keep up in my little Volkswagen, and they just ran off and left me. But we finally got to Eggleston, and they put him in intensive care isolation there because apparently the form of meningitis that he had was very, very virulent. And but, you know, it was kind of weird. They didn't do anything about Elaine and I. They didn't, you know, say, hey, you know, have you been vaccinated or anything? I can't recall ever being asked that. So apparently this is something that, just small children might have been susceptible to. And maybe that's the focus of this vaccination period or vaccination thing that you were talking about, even though the bribery or the chance to be bribed kind of seems skullduggerous. But, you know, I wonder, dear, if there's any connection with any kind of kickback or payoff to the school for being involved in this thing. Do you know of any of that?
I have no proof, but it would surprise me if there wasn't some kind of kickback or somebody met with somebody. And for a principal to come out and doing this sort of thing is just so awful, Jerry. And I'll tell you, you know, when I took one of my children to a local Austin pediatrician at the recommendation of our family doctor, I was disgusted because I walk in and there were all these ads for different vaccinations and the flu vaccine and the uterine cancer vaccine. And we met with the doctor, and when we left, she had scheduled one of my children for some different tests, and I decided to go home and do my research on those tests, and after 2 days of research, I called my family doctor, and I canceled all the tests, and I said, look, I'm not going to be taking my kids to this pediatrician. You walk in the office, and you are bombarded with these ads for vaccines that even with a rudimentary casual glance at factual evidence, they are all highly dangerous and highly toxic to the human body, especially in its early developmental stages. Mm-hmm. And my family doctor said, well, I agree, but federal law requires her to have all those ads in her sitting room. And I said, well, I'm sorry, I will not be using her services because that's unacceptable. But this is how far the government, see, the civil government, the U.S. government, gets involved in our health care under the guise of keeping us safe and keeping it affordable, but they are mandating everything through regulatory law that your doctor has, even down to the ads in the sitting room. This is a frightening place that we're at with health care. And I guarantee you, once you put your kid or your loved one through the machine, you know, the joke among surgeons is when in doubt, take it out. There is no healing. Modern medicine is not about healing. It's about diagnosing your symptoms and what's causing the symptoms, and then a lifetime of symptom control. How do we suppress symptoms? And the human body is designed to heal itself. So proper medicine would look at the human body and assess what is the human body trying to do to bring itself back into balance. Let's help those causes. And the other problem is that these homeopathic doctors and a lot of herbologists who are running around hawking natural medicine don't offer cures either. They offer a bunch of hocus pocus, feel happy, put your feet in the dirt, and you'll get better eventually, or at least you'll drop dead peacefully. And there's something to be said for dropping dead peacefully.
Mm-hmm.
But these herbs and the way God created the earth and the way God created our bodies, there are cures. And so if you haven't found one yet, keep doing your homework. You're just not searching long enough or hard enough.
Elaine asked me to put a little addendum on that story about our son's spinal meningitis.
Yeah.
It wasn't, to our knowledge, something that he was necessarily exposed to firsthand. He had just gotten over a case of chicken pox, and apparently this came right on the heels of that chicken pox. So we don't know exactly what happened. I don't suppose we ever will find out, but I just thought I'd share that. We're going to cut away to a break, and when we get back, we'll get to some of you callers in the queue. Hang loose.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is your call to action, America. It's time to get prepared. Food prices, fuel prices, dollar collapse, earthquakes, tornadoes, nuclear meltdown. Where's your plan? Get one at the Get Prepared Expo in Springfield, Missouri, May 14th and 15th, downtown at the Expo Center. Learn about survival economics, gold, silver, emergency food, water filtration, solar and wind power, heirloom seeds and gardening, how to prepare and defend your home, and hear from John Moore as he speaks about global warming and what the government isn't telling you, and John Stadtmiller with what is in store for you. Plus, meet the 2012 candidate for President of the United States and Sheriff Richard Mack and Larry Pratt. All this and much more at the Get Prepared Expo, May 14th and 15th in Springfield, Missouri, for the low admission price of only $7. Get details now at GetPreparedExpo.com. That's GetPreparedExpo.com. What happens next is up to you. GetPreparedExpo.com. GetPreparedExpo.com.
You know, we've got some callers in the queue, and you can join us today, too, even if it is Blue, 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 Blue Monday. 1-800-313-9443. Lee in Georgia, what have you got for us today, sir?
Good morning, guys.
Hey there.
Three things that I have heavily researched. The main three things I've researched is Oklahoma City, September 11th, and the right to travel. You were talking about this in Philadelphia, South Carolina. So just real quick, I think I could do this real fast. All right, case number one. This is our Supreme Court, ladies and gentlemen. Case number one. The use of the highway for the purpose of travel and transportation is not a mere privilege, but a common fundamental right of which the public and individuals cannot rightfully be deprived. That's Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago. Thompson v. Smith. The right of the citizen to travel upon...
Whoa. Slow down just a smidgen, particularly on the sites, okay? That was Chicago Motor Coach versus Chicago.
Right, 169.
I'll plug that in. It'll come up.
Okay.
Go ahead. Sorry about
the
that.
The right of the citizen to travel upon the public highways and to transport his property thereon, and I love this part, either by, here I talk about, know your language, people, either by carriage or automobile. Notice they did not use the word motor vehicle. mm-hmm. is not a mere privilege which a city may prohibit or permit at will, but a common law right which you have under the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Thompson versus Smith. Three, the right to travel is part of the liberty which the citizen cannot be deprived without the due process of law under the Fifth Amendment. That is Kent, K-E-N-T, versus Dulles, D-U-L-L-E-S. The right to travel, and Jenny, you're going to love this, is a well-established common law right that does not owe its existence to the federal government. It is recognized by the courts as a natural right. That would be Sackman, S-C-H-A-C-T-M-A-N, versus Dulles, D-U-L-L-E-S. Horatio versus California, the state cannot diminish the rights of the people. Bennett versus Boggs, statutes that violate the plain and obvious principles of common right and common reason are null and void. Miranda versus Arizona, where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rulemaking nor legislation which would abrogate them. Now, and the final one, Miller versus the United States. The claim and exercise of a constitutional right cannot be converted into a crime. Now, I could go on. I've got dozens and dozens of cases I can cite to you on this issue. But it comes right down to Article 6 of the U.S. Constitution. Quote, the Constitution and the laws of the United States which shall be made in pursuance thereof shall be the supreme law of the land, and the judges in every state shall be bound thereby. Anything in the Constitution or laws of any state to the contrary, not one word withstanding. The senators and representatives before mentioned, and the members of the several state legislatures, and all executives and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Now, Jack McGlam asked a very good question on this issue. He said, is ignorance of these laws an excuse for such acts by officials? If we are to follow the letter of the law, as we are sworn to do, this places officials who involve themselves in such unlawful acts as an unfavorable legal situation, for it is a felony and federal crime to violate or deprive citizens of their constitutionally protected rights, not granted, protected. Our system of laws dictates there are only two ways to legally remove a right belonging to the people. The first is to lawfully amend the Constitution. Now, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to ask you a question. If Congress were to cut out and say, we're going to amend the Constitution and take this right away from you, what would you do? The second way is by a person knowingly waiving a particular right. When you went in and got that driver's license, did you know that you were waiving your right to travel? Now, Jack McClellan went on to say, as hard as it is for those of us in law enforcement to believe, there is no room for speculation in these court decisions. American citizens do indeed have an inalienable right to use the roadways unrestricted in any manner as long as they are not damaging or violating property or the rights of others. And I throw in also under the Commerce Clause, if you're not engaged in commerce, interstate or intrastate, trade for profit or gain, government in requiring the people to obtain driver's license and accepting vehicle inspection and DUI, DWI roadblocks without question is restricting and therefore violating the people's common law right to travel.
Yep, yep. And, you know, here in Georgia, Lee, if you go to the Department of Driver Services website, and you search for the application form for an operator's permit here in the state of Georgia, you won't find that form. But if you look for the form to get a commercial license, it's the same form that they hand you when you walk into the building at one of the places where they hand out driver's licenses.
I know.
right there in plain view. It's right there in front of you. But, you know, it seems as though the scam has been so successful. And you know, the question always comes up. What do you tell the officer that pulls you over because you don't have a license plate on your car? And when he asks you for your driver's license, what do you tell him? And see, there's the rub. We could all do that. And, you know, and I'm quite frankly inclined to do exactly that.
Well, I just sent him a piece of paper with a whole slew of
cops. Wait, I want to hear this. So the cop pulls you over and says, driver's license and registration, please. And you say?
Read this. And I hand him a piece of paper that has about a dozen Supreme Court cases on this issue, along with just a little statement about what his penalties could be if he violates my constitutional right to protected right to travel. I don't have a driver's license. I drive my mom's car or my niece's car or whoever.
Does it have a license plate on it?
Yeah, but I get pulled over every once in a while.
And you don't end up spending a night in a pokey down there, Lee?
No.
Never, not one time?
Well, I did once, the first time.
Okay, the very first time.
Did
you sue the offending officer?
No, I was in jail for about 4 hours overnight.
But that was still a violation of your freedom.
No.
The reason I ask you this question is I have a personal friend that has gone down this path. And, you know, he told me on the front end, he said, Jerry, when you decide to do this, you got to know that you're going to spend some time in jail. Because you're going to be like a teacher with a kindergarten class, because every one of the cops out there that is riding up and down the highways think that you're supposed to have that driver's license, and they think that you're supposed to have a license plate on your vehicle, and you're going to have to – you're putting yourself in a position to where you're going to have to educate them to the point that they understand that you really don't have to have that stuff.
Well, the only reason I had to sit 4 hours was because it took that long for me to make the phone call and for him to get out of bed, get dressed, drive down, have a little chit-chat with someone at the front desk. He came back, brought me out, gave me my stuff, no charges, I was on my way. And I said, you know, hey, I'm going to let it go this time, but if it happens again, you know, I'm not going to be so nice about it. Just because I don't buy that. I've got police right here in the surrounding counties around here that they get nervous whenever I come around because they know that if they're like got somebody pulled over or they're doing whatever, they know I'm going to stop and I'm going to watch them. They don't like me, but they don't bother me.
Well, I like I said, it would be interesting to go down that path with you, Lee. And if anybody else out there in Radio Land has a similar story to where they've stepped outside the extraction system of commerce and have reassumed their lawful rights, we'd like to hear about it because we're willing to learn.
Well, and, you know, it also helps when you've lived in the same area all your life and everybody knows who you are.
Well, that's the other thing, too, because my friend who used to live in Cobb County, which is one of the metropolitan counties that comprises the area around Atlanta, he got pulled over quite a few times. And, you know, he was basically asking for it because he had a little Japanese pickup truck. Yep. He had a little tag on the back of the truck that just basically said Rick's Truck. And if he's listening today, he'll know who I'm talking about. And no driver's license. No insurance card because, you know, you can't get insurance without having a tagged vehicle or and a driver's license. They won't sell you insurance.
Right.
Exactly.
Because you're not in commerce.
Bed together.
Yeah. But you're not in commerce. And that's what the insurance is all about, protecting commercial carriers.
Well, you know, I had people ask me, would you drive to Atlanta or to Athens or something like that or to Savannah? And I said, no. And they said, why not? And I said, because that's not an avenue I'm ready to take yet.
Well,
I'm not ready to make
Cobb
that move
County.
Yet. I'm going to
the cops around Cobb County, both police, and I don't know that he ever mentioned anything about state patrol officers. I'll have to ask him about that next time I talk to him, because I don't recall him ever saying anything about troopers and dealing with them. But you know, I would think that they would be more inclined to know the real circumstance.
Well, what I've tried to do is basically at this stage in the game is just more trying to focus locally on the surrounding counties to try to educate and inform the local police and the sheriff department and people in my area, and not try to work so much on a state level. Just kind of work locally, because I think that's where I can be most effective at this point.
Yeah. Well, my friend has moved out of Cobb County, and he's now down in Glynn County, as I recall. And his wife doesn't want him firing that thing back up down there because it might ruin her clientele. She's got several judges and people in high places that they might get offense, or take offense rather, at her husband doing the same sort of stuff that he used to do in Cobb County.
I remember. Hey, I'm sure you guys got every caller, so I'm gonna get on out of here, man. I'll be good.
All right, guy. Thank you for calling today.
All right.
And like we said, if anybody else out there has got a similar story or other information that they want to share with us today, please feel free. 1-800-313-9443. Now, Jenny, as I told you earlier and during one of the breaks, I was sure hoping that you'd pick up the thread that we had running Friday about the aliens and the extraterrestrials, because you had got me kind of going on it. And I would imagine, owing to the number of people that called in and the number of comments that we got by email, a lot of other people found it interesting as well. So
yeah,
what do you think?
Gary, you're throwing me a curveball here.
I am.
Yeah, I wasn't anticipating resurrecting all that stuff. I kind of spent the weekend, golly, how did I spend the weekend? It sure was a lot of activity. And, of course, Mother's Day was yesterday, which was hilarious. I should share with everybody my favorite Mother's Day card of all time. I don't think this one's going to ever, ever get topped. And then we can go back to aliens if you want, Jerry.
Yeah, you might want to clarify with our producer whether or not you're going to...
I'll deliver it Scott's version. Don't worry.
Okay.
So just to give you the preliminaries, it seems like whenever my family has gifts for me, I'm really irritated with them. And it never fails. Like on my birthday, I didn't even remember it was my birthday, and it was a Sunday morning, and I'm trying to get everybody out the door, and I feel like it's me versus seven, you know, come get hustle. What do you think you're doing? You know, and then I'm in the car and I'm like, y'all, I woke up so happy this morning and my happy mood is over. And then John pulls out a box of pearl earrings for me and I'm like, ah, now I have guilt. But anyway, so Saturday night, John decided to take the kids to the park, which I thought was kind of unusual. And anyway, I was glad to see them leave. And I said, ta-ta, and I went and got to work in the kitchen. And anyway, so they come back, and I'm upset with everybody because I'm noting what chores weren't properly executed, and they're kind of sheepishly grinning, and I storm into the dining room to get dinner on the table and don't even notice the bouquet of roses and the presents because I am on a mission. So I finally sit down, and so here, this does pertain to this card, because I'm letting everybody have it with both barrels. Well, then they get the gifts out. I'm like, you guys! And John hands me this card that's from all the children. And on the front of it, it shows a mom who's wearing her vintage, you know, it's a mom like in the 40s or 50s. And I generally wear that style vintage clothing, and I always have an apron on. And I typically wear pearls every day. So, anyway, the mom is saying, well, honey, I don't give a rat's arse if you think peas are gross. You'll eat them and you'll like them. And you can fill in arse appropriately. And then you open the card and it says, Mom, thank you for your gentle encouragement throughout the years. Happy Mother's Day. signed by all my children. And John said it was so funny because instead of going to the park, they went and got me cards and gifts and stuff. And he said, when they found this card, they said, wow, this is mom to a T. And they couldn't believe that the slot was full of these cards and no one else had pounced upon this gem of a card. So anyway, it really made my day. I laughed until I cried. And of course, it's right on the heels of me telling one of my children, you know, you're so obnoxious, and I just want you to be real clear that today you are becoming the woman you're going to be, and if you're this obnoxious when you're 18, I have no problem kicking you out, because you are eroding the quality of my life. You know, then I open the card.
Bliss at the Hodges household.
You know, it's an interesting thing. I have no idea how to parent. I don't know. I just try every day, and, you know, I'm getting rid of them at some point. This is good news. Hopefully they'll be productive. I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah, nobody gets the manual, do they?
Well, you have all these ideas and conceptions about parenting. And that's before you become a parent. And then as they come along, you try different things with different ones, and you realize it's a wash. You have no clue what you're doing. Yep. I think we're going to a break here, Jerry. When we come back, I guess we'll resurrect aliens.
Good!
See y'all in a minute!
Have you heard? Proactiv is better than ever. Stay tuned for a million-bottle giveaway.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactiv, your acne can heal, and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-489-0192. Because we're going to let a million people try Proactiv risk-free and also receive our legendary refining mask and green tea moisturizer free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first to try Better Than Ever Proactiv Solution. You'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial, plus a free refining mask and green tea moisturizer. Call 1-800-489-0192. This is our best radio offer. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactiv, plus two free extras. Go to GetProactiv.com or call 1-800-489-0192. That's 1-800-489-0192.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to AshworthTraining.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. Doctors who have tried Heart and Body Extract with their patients are thrilled with the results as well. Here's what Dr. Goodman has to say about his experience the product.
If you notice that most times you hear these drug ads on TV, they have a list of possible side effects. I find that if you're going to take something that is, you're trading one problem for five or six other problems, that to me doesn't make sense. Using something that is natural, that is absorbed into the body, particularly because it's in a liquid form, I think is the best way to go.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
I don't feel bad at all about getting you to follow up on that alien and extraterrestrial show from Friday, dear. I don't feel bad at all.
Which is why I feel the need to tell everybody you don't feel bad at all.
Okay.
Well, here's the deal. Here's where we left Friday, and I threw Jerry a loop, for those of you who don't know. Basically, my approach was to look through a lot of the, you know, evidence in different circumstances, and one of the things that I looked at was the information on the landing of the moon and Kubrick's, you know, involvement on some level with staging the landing for the public's consumption. Not that the astronauts necessarily didn't land on the moon, but that the footage given to Americans was staged because they didn't have the capacity to undertake that sort of cinematography on the moon. It just wasn't possible. The technology did not exist. We also discussed the very veiled manner in which the astronauts and was it Neil Armstrong most particularly, how they communicated after the landing. Neil did not do a single television or radio interview for years and years after he supposedly walked on the moon. And when you see his speech on July 20th, 1994, he's very guarded. He uses phraseology that is intentionally nonspecific, like truth's protective layers, places to go beyond belief, celestial extracurricular activities. His language is highly cryptic. After he walks on the moon, you would think it would launch his, you know, stardom across America. He totally rejects public life and quietly teaches engineering. And he really is expressed in an interview done in the last 10 years a disappointment at how far the space program hasn't come. And certainly he thought by now they would have gone back to the moon. So that was kind of interesting for me. I had never really looked into this idea that we didn't really land on the moon, that it was all staged. And how many people are required to stage something like this when the wool's pulled over the eyes of Americans? Kind of similar, you know, Jerry, John found this very interesting YouTube over the weekend about 9/11. Mm-hmm. And it went through exactly how the materials needed to bring down the towers, what it had to have been. And this guy went through immense amounts of work. He's an engineer, to give tangible hands-on experiments through this video. And as I was watching it, I was just thinking, wow, so many people were part of the crime against Americans in 9/11. It requires so many people to either not want to know the truth, or each group is divorced from the others so that they really don't know the sum total of what they're working on, which is, you know, highly likely. But we definitely need to be more questioning. Then I went to kind of threw Jerry for a loop, because I discussed all the underground bases across America that the government is entirely under complete anonymity, no personal responsibility to Americans for what they're doing, are free to experiment in the most gruesome ways with an endless stream of revenue in genetics and technology, and we have no idea what sort of creatures they are creating and what sort of weapons and what sort of flying machines they have the capacity to create. We simply don't know, and especially because the U.S. government confiscates research such as Tesla's research. After Tesla's death, the U.S. Government confiscated everything in the name of national security. And, of course, when we're talking about national security, we're talking about U.S. government security.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, exactly.
So when we come back, I also want to talk about Project Pegasus and this idea of basically teleportation and Andrew Basiago. So we'll be back in a moment. We've got to cut away to a break. This is Freedom Frenzy.